live on scene. You're probably already aware. AMR 342. I'll give you guys a call upstairs real quick, though.
Okay, I copy, and that was AMR 342, correct?
Affirm, AMR 342.
Copy, thank you. 1729.
8240.
8240, go ahead.
1405, it's good to go. It cleared itself up.
Perfect, thank you. I've got something else for you when you're ready.
Oh, I'm heading to my truck, and I'll give you a call back.
Perfect, thank you. 1729.
9107.
9107.
I just spoke with a Lake Oswego officer right here on the bridge, and it's looking like we're going to be closed down here for at least a couple hours, he said.
Okay. My partner and I have been kind of chatting about what we're going to do here. The thought was have them service Lake Oswego. Like, so for the 35s heading southbound, service Lake Oswego and then turn around and head north on 43, cross over at the Selwood Bridge, dead head down via McLaughlin to get to Oregon City Transit Center and vice versa. What are your thoughts on that?
That would be the only way because they're not going through Lake Oswego. It's closed up both ways.
Okay. We'll get reroutes out then for the 35s. And then for the 36, let me check their schedule real quick. The 37s shouldn't be affected, but the 36s... I have a couple offline routes. Do you want me to have them take the... Is there another way we can do the 36 at this time? I mean, is it pretty much anything near the lake flooding?
When I drove it, the lake looked good, but the side roads that 36 gets on, that's where the water's starting to be an issue because it's coming out of those drainage ditches.
Okay. With that said, then, can we have them maybe take, like, an abridged 37 routing where they go up B Avenue, or sorry, they go up A, and then just keep going up A and onto Country Club Road, and then have them cut over at, I think it's on the other side of the golf course there. What is that?